The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and today's episode is all about being you, how to be more confidently yourself, and essentially not give a fuck about external perceptions, opinions from those around you and the public, etc. We're going to be discussing things such as doing things alone in public, letting go of others' opinions, and coping with feeling like you're too much, needy, or annoying. I've been through all of these, and I feel like I've confidently can say that I've worked through these and have overcome a lot of them. Obviously, I still have tendencies to fall back into old thought patterns and mindsets from time to time. I'm only human, but I feel like I've kind of mastered the art of not giving a fuck and just being authentically myself and confidently myself, because I'm a big believer that being you is hot, and I want to empower you to do the same with that. But before we get into today's episode, I want to discuss and thank all of you guys who showed up to my Hot Girl Sweat event at Jaybird in Toronto. It was truly such an amazing and special day, and getting to sweat with each and every one of you and meet you and talk to you in person was so meaningful to me, and I'm so appreciative of all your support and love and helping me raise money for the Canadian Mental Health Association and coming to a place that truly is one of my safe spaces in Toronto, and it's just one of my safe havens. And thank you, just thank you so much. I'm really excited for our second event that is happening in March. All I can say for now that it will be happening mid-March, and it's going to be at Othership in Yorkville. So make sure to follow me on Instagram, because that's where I'll be posting any updates, sales for tickets, etc. This event will also be 100% for charity. All profits will be donated to MS Canada. So stay tuned for that. And on to my current faves. I'm currently reading The Mountain Is You by Brianna Weist. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. And I absolutely am loving it, and I can't wait to share what I have learned from this book with you. I feel like I might have to read it twice through to really just grasp and absorb everything. But I really have been loving diving back into more educational content lately. I realized I was struggling to come up with topics and have good conversations with you guys here on the podcast because I had forgotten to continue learning myself. And eventually, when you stop learning, you stop having things to share with others, whether it be your friends, your family, your colleagues, or in my case, you guys who are listening to this episode right now. So I encourage you to get curious, to get interested, to push yourself to feel a little uncomfortable in focusing on self-learning and self-growth activities. Listen to new podcasts, pick up new books, find educational content creators. I've really been loving watching a lot of content from people who are experts in their topic. Really been loving the Mel Robbins podcast. Really love listening to interviews on the Skinny Confidential podcast again. Also love always learning from Peyton Sardin. I feel like she's an older, slightly wiser version of myself, which is always amazing. And then self-help books like The Mountain Is You by Brianna Weist and many others. I have a few others that I have read on my good books, which is always linked in the show notes. So definitely go check that out if you are looking for a new read, a new self-help book. And lastly, I have been loving being super consistent in my routines. I've been discussing this a bit with my friends, but in 2023, I was traveling a lot, which was something I really wanted to do that year. And I'm very appreciative of that and lucky that I had the opportunity to be able to afford it and go and travel. Because I do work for myself, I had that flexibility, and I really am thankful that I took advantage of that. But because I was traveling pretty much every other month for the entirety of the year. I feel like I was constantly in a cycle of having just gotten back into routine only to be ripped out of it by my travel. And even though I stayed consistent with my routine to the best of my abilities while traveling, it's not the same as being consistent at home. So I really just been loving being consistent in my routines and really just showing up for myself and not breaking any promises and holding myself accountable. It's not always easy. It can be hard, it can be challenging, it can be frustrating, it can be mentally draining at times, but the rewards are, there's no cap on them. They're ceilingless, they're limitless. And just being consistent in going to the gym and showing up for myself and having a consistent workout routine and feeling and seeing the results of that work, as well as being consistent with going to Othership and my journaling and reading and taking care of my space and doing my weekly deep cleans and waking up earlier and really just trying to better myself on all fronts and show up for myself how I want to show up is something I really been loving. And if that motivates you to do the same for yourself, great. If not, I don't know, maybe dig a bit deeper, but I really do encourage you to do something for yourself today and tomorrow and the day after that, and to really just put yourself first and be a little bit selfish and show yourself some love through some self-discipline. A reminder that your motivation is only going to carry you so far. You really do need to have that deeper why. You really need to have that self-discipline, lean into your habits, learn how to build good habits. If you're unsure of how to do that, I do have a great episode series. It's called Becoming Her in 2024. If you haven't listened to it already, or maybe you have and you need a little refresher, go listen back to it. Feel like I give a good few tips on how to really be consistent in your routines and show up for yourself this year and for the years to follow. So definitely been loving that, but let's get into the bulk of the episode. And let's start off with how to do things alone, because I feel like a lot of us, myself included, we tend to rely on others to go out and do things. For example, like go grab a coffee, a bite, go shopping, run an errand. These are things that can be social, but I think it's also important to learn how to do these things by ourselves and do them confidently. How I got myself to start doing these things, because I am an anxious girly and I am prone to overthink or overanalyze a lot of things. And I remember when I was younger and we could get signed up for lunch by our parents by having a note, and we would go to, I think it was like Lick's Burgers down the street or something. And I would get so anxious about going up to the counter and ordering my food. Just like so anxious, so in my head. I got so stressed out about the social interaction, how it was gonna go, as word is gonna embarrass myself and whatnot. Now here I am. Obviously, I was like in middle school at the time. But honestly, this even like went into high school. Like I still struggled with that in high school to a certain degree. Or like ordering at a restaurant. I was always so in my head about like when the waitress asked, what do you want to order? Or like, how about you, that I would just like fuck up and not be able to speak. And I know I'm not alone in this, but I got over it by just constantly encouraging myself to do it and to just be confident. And I remember Sarah's Day always said on her YouTube channel, and it just really stuck with me. And I hope this maybe sticks with you, but act confident and no one will question you. I've shared this before, but it's so simple, yet we overlook it a lot of the time. And the reality is if you act confident, no one will question you. No one is really paying that much attention to you either. We're all too consumed with ourselves. So just think about it that way. Reframe it to yourself as well. If you frame the situation or doing something alone as weird or awkward or like loser-like, then you're gonna think it's weird and you're gonna feel weird about it. But if you reframe that situation, if you reframe the act of going to a bookstore or a cafe or sitting at a restaurant by yourself as something that is totally normal and something that is totally cool and not absurd, then you will feel that way. You will feel that it's a total normal activity and you will view it the same way as if you were to go and do that with a friend or a few friends or someone else. I like to call this exposure therapy. The more times you do something, the easier it will come, because you will constantly be showing yourself that the outcome isn't this scary thing that you think it's going to be. It's not this bad thing. It's actually good and you're going to feel good. Start small. Grab a coffee to go alone. Just go order the coffee by yourself, pick up a coffee and leave. And maybe next time you're going to grab a coffee, you're going to bring a book with you, and you're going to stay at the cafe and you're going to read alone. And maybe the next time you're going to go to a food spot and you're going to order a meal to have and enjoy alone. And maybe that's just like a food spot where you go up to the counter and then sit down. And then maybe after that, you're going to upgrade to going to a sit-down restaurant where they seat you at a table and the waiter comes over and you can order your food that way and it's a bit more formal. Just start small. Show yourself that you can do this because you can. As someone who used to think that they couldn't, I can confidently say that you can and you're capable and you are perfectly equipped to be able to do things on your own. And you will quickly learn how thrilling and confidence building it is to have the independence and the confidence to go out into the world and to do whatever the hell you want. Whether it's to grab a coffee or to ask someone for a favor or to connect people or to, I don't know, just like do anything. It really has this ripple effect into the rest of your life. And I really do think being independent is so important on a multitude of fronts. Letting go of others' opinions. This one is definitely hard. It's easier said than done, but I believe that you are capable of not giving a fuck what other people think of you, whether it's related to wanting to start posting online, whether it's regard to how you want to dress, what career path you want to go down, what school you want to go to, what courses you want to take, what hobbies you want to pick up, who you want to hang out with, who you want to date, where you want to live, what type of lifestyle you want to live. People are usually commenting on you, speaking down, shit-talking you, because they're typically either envious or jealous of you, and or your strength is their insecurity. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. No fuss meals, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. I've heard such amazing things about Factor from my friends, and I've been so excited to try it. Head to factormeals.com/Alana50 and use code Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Alana50 at factormeals.com/Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And they're projecting it on you. They see that you have something that they want, that they're longing for, but don't have the balls to go out and do it themselves. So take it as a compliment. If people are shit-talking you or talking about you or gossiping or saying stuff to you, take it as a compliment because they care enough about you to speak about you. You're doing something that has their mind thinking, oh, what the hell? They're doing that. Take it as a compliment. Reframe it in your mind. I know it's easier said than done. I know sometimes the things they're saying can be really mean and hurtful and offensive, but use that to light a fire under your fucking ass and go with it. Continue to pursue it. You think I didn't know that people were shit talking me when I started posting my life online in first year of university in my freshman year? 100%. I knew people were going to talk. Did I decide to let that stop me? No, because life is too short to live for others. You have to live for yourself. It is not their life to live, so why should you care about their opinions and letting them control you? I had this realization when I was in high school. There was this girl, and she would always just dress so cool. I feel like everyone else kind of dressed the same, kind of basic. We always all wore the same like Aritzia sweats, leggings, hoodies, you know the drill. Usually like leggings, woolly socks from Roots, Uggs, a hoodie or sweatshirt of some sort. Like we all wore the same shit. But this one girl, I admired her so much, and she just dressed so fashionably cool, so uniquely herself, so different from what the norm was in my school. And people just accepted that for her because it was just a her thing. And I had a realization that if you just decide that you want to be something, people will just accept it for what it is, and that will be your identity. It's not that deep. Like, you don't have to make it a thing. It's okay to be the black sheep. It's okay to be different. In fact, it's fucking awesome to be different. Why do you want to be the same carbon copy as everyone else around you? Why do you want to be the exact same? That's so boring. I don't know. I think it's cool to be different. I think it's cool to be unique, and who gives a fuck if people are gonna talk negatively on you? Because you know what? The more successful you are, the more attention you gain, it's gonna come with more criticism. That's just the way it goes. That's the nature of life. That's just what happens. But that just means people care about you. They care enough to talk about you. So reframe other people's opinions, other people shit-talking you, other people gossiping you as them caring enough to talk about you. Use that to fuel your fire to continue doing whatever it is that you're doing, and just roll with it. Be confidently and authentically yourself, because being you is hot. I feel like this episode is definitely going to be a bit of a shorter and sweet one, but I feel like I'm speaking pretty well today. So on to when you're feeling like you're too much, annoying, or needy. I feel like a lot of us have felt that way, or maybe I'm the only one that felt that way, but I'm confident that I'm not. I'm sure that you have been in a situation, or maybe a multitude of situations, where you feel like you're being too much, too needy, or annoying to either your friends, the person you're seeing and going out with romantically. And this really does apply to both romantic and platonic relationships. What I have learned in my 24 years of life on this earth, I know 24 is young, but I feel like I've really just experienced a multitude of things and have gone through a lot of things and really pushed myself more than the average 24-year-old. But what I have learned is you are never too much for the right person. You cannot say the wrong thing to the right person. You are not too annoying, too much, too needy, etc. for the right person. Nothing will scare them away if they are meant to be in your life. I'm really a strong believer that's what's meant for you won't pass by you. The people who truly love and care about you and are into your vibe, whether it's platonic or romantic, won't think negatively about your actions unless it's actually warranted. However, I will say you do need to be secure enough in yourself and cannot rely solely on others. As an adult, there needs to be some sort of balance. You still need to have independence. It's okay to rely on other people for certain things, but it can't be 100% of the time. It kind of needs to be like 80% on you, 20% on them. If someone says, you are too much, you're too annoying, you're too clingy, blah, 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 your needs and wants don't align with that person. Kind of the universe telling you that they're not meant to be in your life. They're not meant to have a relationship with you. We all have different thresholds for love, whether it's platonic or romantic. And both people need to receive and give in a way that's compatible. Otherwise, it's going to feel unbalanced. One person is going to feel like they're not receiving enough. The other person is going to feel like they're receiving too much. And you're just incompatible. Not everyone is going to be compatible. However, I really do believe that if you have the right people around you, you will never feel like you are being too much. You will never feel like you're being annoying or needy or a burden to them. And trust me, I've felt that. I have felt that for so long. I felt that probably throughout all of middle school into high school and halfway into university. And unfortunately, I want to say like 80% of the people I was surrounding myself with, they were nice people, but we were just not on the same wavelength. They were not meant to be my best friend. They were not meant to be my boyfriend or the person I was seeing. We were not compatible. But the moment I decided to step back from those relationships that were no longer serving me and weren't serving me, and to find people that I was truly aligned with, mostly speaking in terms of friendships and even I could say like in romantic relationships, I never felt like I was too much, too annoying, needy, or a burden with those right people. And those people are out there. If you feel like they're not out there, I guarantee you they are. You just need to give it a chance. It will happen. You will find your people. You need to be open-minded. And also set your boundaries. Know what your values are and don't sacrifice them for anyone. We are not dealing with shitty relationships, romantic or platonic, in 2024. We are done with that. We are done with half-assed relationships. And you can have acquaintances. You can have people that you're friendly and on good terms with and you'll see occasionally. But the people in your closest circle and in your inner circle, the five most people you surround yourself with all the time, the five people you spend the most amount of time with, you should never feel when you are with them that you are too much, too needy, annoying, or a burden. You should feel like you can be your authentic self confidently, comfortably. You should feel like your child, your inner child is coming out, like you can feel childlike. At the end of the day, your closest friendships should feel like family. Family is not just blood bound. I'm a strong believer in this. You can create family and the feeling of family and support and love through your connections with other people. It is not solely a blood related thing. As long as you allow and let people in and you surround yourself with the right people. If you feel like there's people currently in your life where you feel like a burden, annoying, needy, too much for them, slowly separate yourself from them. You don't need to text them or call them or say to them, hey, we can't be friends anymore. There's no need for that. Hold your head up high and just slowly back away. You don't have to text them all the time. You don't have to initiate plans. Just slowly back away. Let the relationship fade, like a slow burn, fade away. Because if those people in your life, they're holding up space and taking away from those who could really serve you and match your energy and be what you need them to be in your life. Again, life is too short. It's too short for shitty friendships, relationships, and things that don't serve us. When you start valuing yourself the way that you know you are meant to be valued, you will find people who value you and treat you like the person that you know you are and give you the respect that you know you deserve. You do not have to put up with shitty people. It is not worth it. It really is not worth it, and it's only going to take energy away from yourself and drain you and make you feel exhausted and hurt your self-esteem and your self-confidence. And babe, That's really not worth it. I've been there. It's draining. It's exhausting. So the next time someone says, you're too much, what you're doing is too weird, why are you posting online like you're an influencer? Why do you want to do that job? Why do you want to see that person? Why are you going out with them? They're so weird. Blah, blah, blah. Ignore it. Who cares? Who gives a fuck of their opinion? It is not their life. It is not their life. It's yours. You have the power to write your story. You have the power to change your circumstances. You have the ability to reframe how you view the world, change your perspective. You are not too much. You are not too annoying. You are not needy. You are confidently you, and being you is hot. And you should love that about you. You should love about being yourself and authentically yourself and being different, because being different is cool. But anyways, I'm gonna end the episode here. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, I would love if you could leave a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I love chatting with you guys on Spotify in the little interact section. It's a lot of fun for me. I wish I could respond back, but they don't have that feature yet. But just know I'm always reading every single review. I'm always reading every single DM. I love when you guys post that you're listening to the pod on Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is. I love seeing it. It feels so cool because, you know, when I'm sitting here in my room just recording into a mic alone, it's hard to know that there's people listening. But when I see that you leave reviews and you tag me that you're listening, I can see that, because otherwise it's just a number on a screen to me. And I much rather connect with you guys. So I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.